Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and good morning, kiddos, right?
Yeah.
Ha-ha. A lot of teeth gnashing in my house last night.
I'll bet there was.
Going back to school, there always is. Yeah. You know what I would say? The kids are a little depressed, actually. You know, because it really, I know how that must be. And I mean, you come back from vacation as an adult for, you know, a week and you really got to, you know, sort of shake the cobwebs off. You come back from a summer and, I mean, that's a hard adjustment to make, so.
Yeah, my youngest daughter that's a senior at Clemson graduating in December, and she's been lamenting all summer long that this is her final summer of freedom.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. How long has she been at Clemson?
It's been about 3.5 years. She's
getting
done a little
bit
early.
Wow, that went fast. Yeah. Still thinking he was like a freshman or a sophomore. Holy cow. Like, was she on the like super accelerated program?
No, she just she did a good job and did not have to repeat a lot of things like certain other parents had to do. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I've been very impressed. She did a really good job and has got a good GPA too.
Good for her. That's good to hear. So so yesterday that's where I was. I was getting the kids off to school. My daughter wanted me to do her hair, and she wanted to go to, she went to middle school. She just started middle school, which I cannot believe. I was changing her diapers 5 minutes ago. I don't know how this happened.
And you shared a very cute picture with me, and I appreciate that. She's adorable.
Oh, thank you.
You did a good job
with
the hair.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh yeah. I got up extra early. We spent 45 minutes blowing it out.
Yeah.
Because she can't do it herself. Right? She'd do it, but not too great. So she wanted her hair blown out. So. I love, our boss is awesome.
There we go.
I said, can I take Tuesday off? Yeah, I know everyone's going back to school, but I have to blow my daughter's hair out. It's very important.
Yes.
And, you know, most people would be like, okay, but he's awesome. He understands.
Absolutely.
He gets it.
Yeah.
She wanted to look perfect. So we, you know, we blew the hair out, picked the wardrobe, did the makeup. We had it covered. She rocked it.
Tara nailed it.
Yes. So all you wondering, what were you doing yesterday? It was so important that you were not on the, I was doing my daughter's hair.
Well, you were doing the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's stressed out too because, you know, all her friends all ended up in classes together. She's in classes where she knows nobody all day long, not even lunch, which apparently is a class.
Yeah.
Not even lunch or you know, any of that. So she knows nobody. So she came home yesterday and said she hated middle school. And I was like, wait a minute. Let's give it a week.
Yeah.
She makes friends easily. She's a sweetheart. So I'm sure she'll be fine. But she was in the doldrums yesterday.
Yeah, that's always a traumatic situation.
Absolutely. So there you go. It seems like every school year there's always some struggle with one of them. It's either academic or friends or bullies or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so as a parent, you start to learn, at least I do, okay, to brace. You don't know where it's coming at you from.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But there's going to be a problem. Whatever it is, you're going to have to try to adjust
drama to
it,
the left of me, drama to the right.
Exactly. I got to tell you what, yesterday traffic was insane.
Of course.
My husband and I as a family, we went and picked the kids up in the afternoon and they're at two schools now, right? It took, and they're not far apart. It took 2 hours to get the kids in the afternoon yesterday.
Good grief.
2 hours. And the pickup time at the school we're used to that we've been going to for years was horrendous. Yeah. I mean, it was just an absolute zoo. And my husband was getting, you know, a little frustrated. I said, you know, listen, it's this way every year. It really is.
It's
so much worse than it will be in 2 to 3 weeks from now because the traffic backup was insane. Yeah. They were like almost 15 minutes late letting out. So if you're a driver and you don't have a child, know that it will get better. It's just going to take them, everybody getting their groove back into school.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. You know, you look at the numbers of the Greenville County school system. This is a massive school system.
Largest in the state.
Yes, it is. And I mean, just the sheer scale of it yesterday shows you why you need to get on the road 20 minutes early today, minimum. 76,000 students, 6,000 teachers. That's a lot of people 6, to be getting on the road.
6,000 teachers.
Yes.
That's not including the other workers it takes to...
No, it's not. Not cafeteria,
kids.
Not any, none of that.
Sanitation, janitorial,
yeah, all
that stuff. Good grief.
And I'm getting
bus
these
drivers.
these numbers from the Greenville News. They did this, and I like it. It's the first day of Greenville's first day of school.
They got that from the district, Tara. I got the same thing.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
All right, well, 106.3 WORD reports. I'm sorry. I just saw it there. First-year teachers alone, 337. Got a lot of new teachers coming in. Some of this, interesting. Minimum teacher salary now is $40,000. That's thanks, as we talked extensively about, to the average Greenville County Schools teacher getting a 6.5% raise under the fiscal year 2020 budget. So that's a nice raise. So 80,000 Chromebooks.
Now, I got to say one thing. I mentioned that, the Greenville News was reporting that. That's fine. And we got the same stuff,
too. I'm sorry that I missed it. I saw it there.
But the thing I wanted to mention is, and I want to mention somebody who does a great job, and that's Beth Brotherton, who is the spokesperson for the Greenville County School District. If every government agency was as efficient, open, and transparent as she is with the media, even when bad things happen, she's texting us, she's emailing us, she's getting information out as good as
possible.
She's
come on this show, too.
Yes, she has. And she, and you had some things that you challenged her on, and she handled it well, and you handled it well. And, obviously the two did not agree, but it was a civil conversation, somewhat heated, but it was a civil conversation. But seriously, I deal with media representatives and people a lot in this business. And I just got to say, folks, for the Greenville County School District, you are getting your money's worth with this woman. And I have no affiliation or connection with her whatsoever. I've only met her once or twice. I know she used to work for WYFF-TV, but she does a great job of getting information out to the media. And it's just amazing the difference that I see between the Greenville County School District and the rest of government. But anyway.
Yeah, so, like I said, just going to be a crazy morning on the road.
Because it's a huge endeavor.
Yes. Yeah. And a tremendous amount of kids getting on the bus. We have 391 bus drivers, 16,000 kids on buses,
wow.
39,000 miles driven. So this is a major, major operation. That's why it is affecting the traffic here.
Yeah.
And that's why I took the time to do this morning, because I know a lot of people probably get like we were yesterday. What the heck? This road's backed up for miles. What's going on? That's because this is the size of it, and they will get faster. They always do.
Well, everybody freaks out the first day. And, you got changes, kids that are going to new schools, parents that are bringing kids for the first time or whatever. And quite honestly, it's a nightmare for the teachers, too, especially if you think about little kids who don't exactly know what it is they're supposed to be doing or can't remember. Some of them ride the bus one day. Sometimes mom or dad picks them up, or grandma or somebody, and it's a nightmare for teachers, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Even at the middle school level where it's interesting to me how they're doing this, because you're transitioning kids from elementary school with one teacher all day to having to have class change lockers.
Yep.
And so, they're telling the kids, don't even bring your book bags the first week. We're just going to have to get the locker thing straight and the class change thing straight. So it's just mass chaos on a lot of levels. So build that into your schedule today is my advice to where we are. All right. By the way, did you see this? Other good news, maybe, I don't know, we'll see, light at the end of the tunnel for the Gateway Project.
Yeah.
I don't know what Greenville's like without the Gateway Project.
Well,
it started it was already up and going when I got here. It'll be weird to me to see the area around Woodruff Road, nearing Uptown 385, 85, without all this construction. I can't even picture it.
Well, I'm looking forward to the completion of it, but if I'm not mistaken, I think some things are already getting better. As far as some of the traffic is concerned. I actually came down Woodruff Road, I think Saturday. Was it this past Saturday or whatever? And I couldn't believe it that I actually was able to go through a couple of lights on a Saturday afternoon on Woodruff Road. And I was amazed.
What time was that again?
It was about 4:30, 4:30, something on a Saturday afternoon. I was like, something's wrong.
I know. I've never experienced that. You should have texted me immediately and let me know.
Exactly.
Because I would have run out and done my errands if I knew that was happening. But this is just the scope of the project. 10 new bridge structures. Huge to do that at one time. New lanes surrounding all of those. Mm-hmm. And they say it's actually on track for completion later this year or early into 2020, some parts of it.
I'm already digging the early exit off of 85 northbound.
Yes.
To get onto Woodruff Road.
Yes.
And 385, because that's obviously where our studio is here, is just off of Woodruff Road at Garlington here. And I've got to take that exit. And it's great to be able to exit the interstate and, you know, off on a side exit ramp there for about a mile before you even get to the exit, because, you know, you don't have to fight the trucks that are in the middle and right-hand lane as I'm barreling down the interstate trying to get over into that that exit ramp. So I'm already enjoying that part.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you moved here after I did, many people did, the construction on the Gateway Project started in February 2016, you know, including on an intersection that can you imagine this sees 200,000 vehicles per day? I mean, that is just a big mess. So one of the coolest ones that's going to be one of the big upcoming changes, the flyover bridge from 85 southbound to I-385, that thing is just cool to look at.
Yes. Yeah.
It looks really modern and cool and big city. Anyway, that's the flyover bridge from 85 southbound to I-385 southbound. Should be open by early October. So I can't wait to drive that thing. That'll be cool. Just looking at it for so long. So hope is on the horizon for you if you're stuck in traffic because of school, the Gateway Project, or both. But the bad news is it's not on the horizon today. You're going to have to wait till at least October to begin to see the openings of this stuff. So, but it is coming.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A further reminder, I know you don't need one, that your host is not only right, I don't mean right wing, but I mean right, but way ahead of the curve. Yep. What do we tell you? How many years did we tell you Russia was fake? An easy thing to know is early as the spring of 2017, unless you're in the mainstream media and you act more, you know, you see your job more as propagandist than actual reporter. And I like to bring these things up because a lot of the time I'm way ahead of the curve. And so what I'm saying sounds nuts because you haven't heard it anywhere else. And once again, that is true. Did you see this? No, you probably didn't see this because it was buried. Do you remember when, I mean, we spent a week on how there were two white supremacist shooters. Remember this? Dayton and El Paso. And that, of course, was Trump's fault. And they were smeared, these two shooters, as tarred with the same brush. Yeah, they're white supremacists. Yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah. And then, because that you know, we've had two shootings in 48 hours. And that is proof that Trump is a white supremacist and something or whatever. Well, the Dayton shooter was a hardcore left-winger Antifa fan, repeated AOC's rhetoric about concentration camps. He was a leftist. I wasn't one of us. Certainly wasn't a right winger. It was an Elizabeth Warren supporter, hated Donald Trump. I mean, you couldn't. So that became apparent over a couple of days, and the media quietly dropped that shooting from the two. Remember the original coverage, which is what they know everyone remembers, was that these were two white supremacist shooters. If you asked most people in a poll, I bet a majority would tell you they were two white supremacist shootings. They weren't. So they just quietly dropped the Dayton shooting from their coverage. Remember how they came out that week? Dayton, white supremacy! White male shooters, two of them. So they're white and male and they have a gun. So they must be white supremacists. Well, no. And I told you right out the gate, this was something we had not seen before. These were left-wing shooters. Left-wingers. And I spent a tremendous amount of time proving that to you. And while the media was on the drumbeat of the El Paso shooter did it because he's a white supremacist, Trump inspired him. We had days that, and the weirdest thing, as I pointed out to you at the time, was that they weren't linking to the manifesto. You could, I mean, it was hard to find it online. You could do it if you spent a long time searching. But oddly, all of the articles about the manifesto from the mainstream media, at least all the ones I read, and I read dozens and dozens and dozens looking for it, because at one point I couldn't find the manifesto again. I went insane looking for it online. The articles on the manifesto assuring you that it was a white supremacist shooting based on Donald Trump's rhetoric about immigrants didn't link to the manifesto. And I told you why, because I had it in my hands. I read to you from it. I told you the El Paso shooter was not inspired by Trump's rhetoric. He was a left-wing eco-fascist. I told you that. I told you that days before the right-wing media was telling you that. And I told you who he was following, not Trump. He spelled that out in the manifesto. He didn't like Trump and did not want Trump to get credit for the ideology he had sacrificed his life, or any, you know, not life in terms of life and death, but sacrificed any future he might have. He didn't want Trump to get credit for it because he wanted his ideology to get credit, because he wanted other left-wing shooters like him to pick up a gun and do the same. And I told you the most important line in the entire manifesto was the first one, the one the media ignored. He told us who he was following. Who was it? The Christchurch shooter. Who was the Christchurch shooter? A bigot, yes. A person who was outraged by international immigration, yes. But what was the main reason the guy did it? He was an eco-fascist. He said his beliefs most closely align with those of the Chinese Communist Party. He was not a right-winger. And in his manifesto, which was only 3 pages, the media clearly read it, the El Paso shooter, or clearly could have read it, the El Paso shooter made clear he didn't like mass immigration, didn't like Hispanics. Why did he not like Hispanics? Because he's a bigot and he's biased. No. Because he's following Trump. No. They had a higher birth rate than white Americans. And he thought that would ruin the environment in America, would do environmental damage. Now, the guy's nuts, okay? I get it. He hated plastic straws. He wanted the government to actively reduce the population as the communist Chinese had. I mean, I'm like, through murder, like through destruction, because of environmentalism. Guess what the Washington Post just admitted, folks? In an article dated August 18th. Exactly what I told you. Headline, two mass murders a world apart share a common theme, eco-fascism. Wow. How many weeks ahead of the Washington Post am I running now? But this isn't because I'm some kind of genius. It's because I don't lie to you. It's because I read the manifesto and I told you what was in it. They lie to you in an attempt to manipulate you. And then they come behind and admit the truth. As they did here. This is exactly what I told you. Two mass murders, a world apart, share a common thing, eco-fascism. And they even admitted that the El Paso shooter was following the Christchurch shooter. Exactly what I told you right after the shooting. And they could have too, but they're more interested in lying to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I told you. And now the Washington Post admits I'm right. Running it, 2 weeks behind your humble host? Yeah, because the truth is dangerous. I mean, look, I could have written this. What did I tell you coming right out the gate? I was head of Breitbart, head of Fox News, head of Daily Caller, head of them all. Those two mass murders, the El Paso shooter, it was not a white supremacist shooting by somebody following Trump. How do I know that? I read the manifesto. They lied to you about the manifesto. They only excerpted parts of it, not the conclusion. Let me just read what the Washington Post has to say about this, because you will, if you were listening to me, you will see this is exactly what I told you. Headline, two mass murders. They're talking about El Paso and Christchurch. Folks, I even told you, the El Paso shooter is following the Christchurch shooter. They're both left-wing socialist slash communist who happened to also be racist. But the main reason they did it, as in their own words, not racism, was eco-fascism. And this is new. This is why I spent so much time on this. One, because the media was lying to you about it, that it was a white supremacist shooting. But the second reason I spent so much time on this is because I've never seen this before. Not all the time I've been following these shooters. Yeah, they come out, these shooters, they're manifestos. They've got crazy ideas. Their political philosophies don't make any sense. They're not coherent. Look, these guys are nuts, but their political philosophy is coherent. And it's replicating itself. And I don't mean to scare you here, but yeah, they'll come out and they got some crazy smorgasbord of views. Usually some of them, you know, somewhat identifiable as right wing, somewhat identifiable as left wing. I mean, Unabomber, he started it. It doesn't make sense. This is the first time I've seen this. One shooter following another shooter with the same ideology. You start putting it all together. The baseball shooter, minus the white supremacy, had the same basic liberal ideology. The El Paso shooter did. The New Zealand Christchurch shooter did. The ICE facility shooter, that could have been a mass casualty situation had the police not been so good about taking him down. And so, you know, you had that going on. It's the same philosophy, folks. When it comes down to it, it's eco-fascism. Let me read this to you because you would think they'd been listening to my show. Before the slaughter of dozens of people in Christchurch, New Zealand, and El Paso, Texas this year, the accused gunmen took pains to explain their fury, including their hatred of immigrants. The statements that authorities link the men, the statements that authorities think the men posted online share another obsession: overpopulation and environmental degradation. No, not another. That's the main point. Read it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. The alleged Christchurch shooter, who is charged with targeting Muslims and 51 people in March, declared himself an eco-fascist and railed against immigrants' birth rates. The statement linked to the El Paso shooter, who was charged with killing 22 people, bemoans water pollution, plastic waste, and the American consumer culture that is creating a massive burden for future generations. The two mass shootings appear to be an extreme examples of eco-fascism, what Hampshire College professor emeritus Betsy Hartman calls the greening of hate. Yeah, that's what it is. And they even admit that both shooters hated the minorities they targeted in large part. I mean, were they biased? Yes. Were they racist? Sure. It was birth rates. I could have written this. Why are they telling you now? They knew this on day two, as soon as the manifesto came out. Heck, day one, some of them. Because they were more interested in lying to you. They lie and they lie and they lie. And this is a problem because we've now got a second shooter following the Christchurch shooter, another left-wing loon picking up a gun. This will happen again. And these people claim they want to get to the bottom of this. We're at the bottom of this. Figure out what. Well, you know what? No, they don't want to get to the bottom of this. They don't. They want your guns. They don't want to get to the bottom of what's causing this at all. And if you really want to go after this, you really care, you know where you go? Antifa. And the associated left-wing groups around Antifa. You take a look at them. You begin to break them down. You look at their funding and their connections. That's what you do if you care. But they don't. They'd rather lie and twist. Texter writes, "You are nothing short of a stable genius." Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Texter writes, "You were ahead of them all." Paul Joseph Watson in InfoWars profiled the Dayton shooter within hours of the news shooting, reporting he was an Antifa leftist loon. "You almost beat everyone. You don't work on weekends." Yes, I don't. I also don't read InfoWars. But I did, you know, as soon as I hit the air, I told you. It's been, what, 2 weeks now? I'm just telling you. My point here to you is that when the Washington Post tells you something and all of your friends say the Washington Post says, just laugh. They're a joke. They could have. You don't have to be a stable genius to figure this out. All you had to do was read a 3-page manifesto. They read it, and then they lied to you about it. And I'm not going to do that. By the way, coming up, you might have noticed I didn't spend much time freaking out about Trump's gun proposals following the El Paso shooting. The red flag laws, the extensive background checks, I barely mentioned it. Because I don't like to waste my time. It was never going to happen. And you can tell what is and what's not going to happen by counting to 60. It's not hard to count to 60. You got to get 60 votes in the Senate to do it. Nobody ever had him. Trump knew he didn't have him when he was talking smack about red flag laws and gun background checks. It was never going to happen. I'll tell you why. It's still not going to happen. How do I know? He used the Boehner slide and he fooled them all. And your gun rights are just as safe today as they were yesterday or a month ago or a year ago.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, would Tara lie to us? No way. It's not your bag, baby. So says Austin Powers. Awesome job. So writes Dave, USMC. Thank you, Dave, for your service and for your text this morning to the text line 71307. Text writes, just so you know, Paul is a big part of InfoWars. Yeah, I love Paul Joseph Watson. I played his audio on the air like last week, I think. I follow him. He is a broadcasting genius who doesn't get his due. But anyway, thank you. I certainly appreciate that. All right. I got a lot of flack from a lot of you. Why aren't you talking about Trump? He's going to take away our guns. I'm done with him. I quit.
Oh, yawn.
Yeah. And I told you one of the few mistakes I've made in broadcasting was to go after John Boehner. Because remember, John Boehner was the speaker, Republican speaker of the House, before Ratfink Ryan was. And so there would be a shooting and the media would come after him, blame him personally. And he'd say, yes, we need gun control right away. We're going to get on that right now. It's very serious. And I would freak out. And I didn't realize what the plan was. The plan was that Boehner would send it to a committee. And then a year later, there would be a report that no one would notice. Boehner didn't plan to do anything in terms of taking our Second Amendment rights away. He did it twice. It took me two times before I figured out what he was doing. He didn't mean to do anything. Trump just did that. Yeah, Trump just did that. A lot of you screaming and yelling about red flag laws. And the whole time I'm thinking, well, you need 60 votes in the Senate. Good luck with that. So Trump's out there. I'm very concerned. Yes, I mean, background checks, red flag law. Yeah, we need it all. Mm-hmm. Yep, we are going to get right on that right away someday. Did you notice something? And I told you this. Did you notice Trump didn't call for the Senate, the Congress to come back in session? You notice Mitch McConnell didn't bring Congress back into session? Did you notice that? Yeah. Because they knew, and that's what the media wanted. Congress is out of session right now. We got to bring them back. We're going to have gun law. Yeah, uh-huh. We're going to have gun laws. Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. And I knew if they didn't bring it back into session, they weren't serious. Because if they wait till they come back in session, the media will be on to something new. There's not going to be any gun law changes. So I just kind of yawned at the whole thing. And here we go over the weekend. It was actually yesterday. Headline, political. Republicans start to sour on gun control laws after Trump's reversal. President Trump over the weekend began saying, well, now that I think about it, we do have some pretty strong background checks on the book, which is true. Here's Politico. President Donald Trump has repeatedly emphasized that there are already strong background checks on the books, an apparent reversal from his drive to push his party on tightening background checks. It's not a reversal. He was never going to do it, folks. He waited them out. And since they have the attention spans of a flea, he's not even going to pay a price for this. We'll just go on. There won't be any changes in the law and everything will be great. It's the Boehner strategy. Works every time it's tried. So no worries on guns, folks. It's not going to happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.